So hello everyone, officially on this beautiful March day, the 11th of the month, and I think that this is the number 11 always speaks to me because it's God's number replicated in us, and it's a master number that allows us to be as God is and allow the presence of God to be in us. And, of course, that's what we seek for in the blessing. Thank all of you very, very much for being here and coming on the call. And, as always, coming with your hearts wide open. I hope that our instructions about daylight savings time were clear. And, obviously, they were to everyone who made it on the call. I think there were little confusions, maybe a small confusion from a couple of people. But I think that primarily stems from the fact that some of our time zones, such as Hawaii and Arizona, well, we're two states that are exempt from time zone changes. And so I just really don't mention the states that are not included in the time zone change because I figure people who live there know what's going on and what their rules of order happen to be. We are starting today our amazing new course on the bridge between heaven and earth. And actually, this is what we've been doing in the blessing all along for almost 2 years now. We'll be having our anniversary of the blessing calls in May, and the second anniversary, and of course our blessing givers who've been here to learn some of the inner secrets have advanced their understanding of our connection between heaven and earth. But one of the things that really, really impresses me that I want to share with all of you today, after having written our first lesson for the bridge between heaven and earth, and that is that everything Yeshua taught was about the presence of God in natural order, in the natural order of things. He did not present God as being on some ivory tower, in a palace removed in a different universe or a different dimension of the universe, and we, like people on coming, well, we're not like immigrants on Ellis Island, living a restricted, imprisoned life until we prove ourselves worthy to enter the continent and the palace of God. That is a false teaching that has been given to so many through the ages to justify the limited condition that people in power and politics reduced other people into. And so they would offer the consolation of, oh, yes, I know you feel this very, very restricted and limited life, but the gates of heaven are waiting for you. And, of course, that's somewhere else. Yeshua was very, very careful to communicate that the kingdom of heaven is within us. Now, specifically, he referred to the Sacred Heart, but that's just a specific place that's like a gateway, a vortex into greater reality. It doesn't mean that God is not also in your little toe or the hangnail on your little finger or your eyelash. He was always using parables that not even a sparrow shall fall that the Creator does not know. And God takes care of the lilies of the valley. Every single parable that Yeshua ever used came from nature. Now, I know partly that was because people in those days lived close to nature, and those were the most appropriate allegories and metaphors, but not necessarily, because if you look at other religions in other cultures, the teachings in those religions usually, in fact, almost always portrayed God and the deities and the angels and the spirits and the creative forces as being in a special dimension that was better than anything a human could be part of. Not to mention a grasshopper or a blade of grass. But Yeshua, on the contrary, everything he did, he made us aware that God was here with us. When we suffer, God suffers. When we celebrate, God celebrates. When we rejoice, God rejoices. When we cry, God cries. And that was his heartfelt instruction for us to drink in and inhale and know that in every living cell is literally the Spirit of God. And not only are we not separated from God, we are not separate from the earth either. I think that the allegory of the creation of Adam makes this really patently clear, that we came from the earth, but we are enjoined with God through Spirit literally breathed into us, not held apart. The soul is not somewhere off out 3 feet away from our face. The soul is us. The soul is that part of creation that holds our unique identity as part of the body of God. And yet it is us. It's in us, with us, as us, just as God is with us, in us, as us. And I think that the real miracle of these blessings is that the energetic flow that comes from God, from the Holy Spirit, and is anchored in through the love of Yeshua, helps us to fulfill and realize that truth. And with that truth, then everything becomes better. It becomes fuller, richer, more complete. We know ourselves better. There may not be an illness we need to heal from. We may not have any current sadness. But we just want to remind ourselves that we're complete. Take a deep breath and feel the breath. Everybody do that right now. Take a deep cleansing breath. And as you inhale, feel the Spirit of God pouring through you into your whole body and being. Now exhale. And as you exhale, feel that you are giving the very life of God to everything around you. We are all connected through the energy of life. And this energy of life is actually what nourishes us. There are people who've learned how to be breatharians and live on sunlight and fast for long, long periods of time with just small amounts of water. And we know this to be true because they have been scientifically examined. It can be done. But in order for it to be done, there's one key thing that they all have in common. And they all are very, very much attuned to the energetic composition of their body so that they know they are literally breathing in and breathing out energy and that it is the energy of life ultimately nourishing them. So now, if that can be done without food, well, how do you think we could be able to transform our food, knowing that, to make even the worst of food more nourishing, or the least amounts of food more ample, more filled with the energy of life? And I think this is a skill we're going to have to master in the days ahead, because our water supplies are being contaminated and our agricultural projects are being undermined, and free land to grow healthy food is eroding by the day. And I don't think this will be a forever picture. Our earth is so healthy. She can literally bounce back from anything like a dog shaking fleas. We're just hoping she doesn't have to shake us off in order to heal herself. So I'm not worried about our Earth, but I am worried about us. Us absorbing the energy of life, the energy of nature, the truth and the love of God so that we can be all that we are, perfect and whole, knowing that God is within and all is well. And as we do this, all does become well. And it's not just a state of mind. You know, so many people tell you, well, just change your attitude and everything will get better. And I've tried that, and it works for a while until something else challenging from life encroaches. And then you wonder where that attitude went. Well, it went out the door with the next challenge when it came in. Other people just say, well, all you have to do is manifest. Just get an idea of what you want and manifest it. Well, I've done that, and I've discovered that things and acquiring things, even if they're intangible things like the love of a friend, they come and go. What lasts forever is you. What lasts forever is the kingdom of heaven within you that you know is you, as you. And this is not going to be brought about with just a shift of attitude. It's going to be brought about by knowing a greater truth about life, about where is God, about our relationship to God. What is our relationship to the earth, to energy? Where is the kingdom of heaven? What is it? How can we live in it? And what was the real message of Yeshua? All of this, of course, I'm very gung-ho about because I just can't wait to start my first presentation on our course. But for purposes of the blessing, it's very simple. Be as a little child. That's what Yeshua said. You don't have to know about the universe. You don't have to have a lot of intellectual furniture. Just be as a little child. You know, a little child, 3, 4, 5 years old, just cross the bridge from heaven to earth and still knows that heaven is earth. They don't know the difference. They're living inside a bowl of cherries. Even if they're unfortunate enough to have been born into rough or challenging circumstances, when they're happy, they're in a bowl of cherries. It's everything is now for them. Everything is here right now, the way they see it, and their joy is complete. If they give you their candy, they give it to you with their whole heart. If they want something, they want it with their whole heart. And if they want to share something, if they have faith, they give their faith without reservation. There is nothing like the spirit of a child to demonstrate what heaven is like. And for them, it's not somewhere else. It's life, the way they live it when they're sitting in that bowl of cherries, which every child does, no matter what their predicament is, sometimes. And some children are fortunate enough and have loving enough parents that they can virtually be there all the time. And later on, of course, life sets in its challenges for all of us. That's where we begin to enter the dilemma of, do I want to be here or do I want to be someplace better? What we're not asking is how can we make here that better place? How can that better place be here? And to ask it with all our heart. So bit by bit, I hope that the blessings and the conveyance of energy, the presence of Yeshua, is giving you the courage to bring that better place here right now for all that it can offer you, for all that you seek with all your heart, and seek it with all your heart from within yourself. When you pray, pray to God as you see God, because I'm not here to tell you theologically the way God is supposed to be to you. But still, see God as being with you and part of you and loving you, not as a distant deity. I will make that one recommendation. The distant deity only cements in your sense of separation and denial and frustration and being partitioned off from the blessings of life. We want you to have all the blessings of life and know that they have already been given to you. But you have to walk in and use the key you've been given to unlock the gate. So I'd love to have some more callers on the line. I still see that Margaret is on the call, on the call. If you want to say something else, Margaret, you can speak up. Otherwise, we'll wait for somebody else to join us.
Well, Glenda, I just want to say that I am a strong supporter of the upcoming course and the value of this, both for those who are receiving blessings and also those who are giving blessings. I've sat in on your, I've taken both the Energy of Life course and, I mean, the and also A Better Life, and I'm actually rereading and listening to the prior ones. And the pieces of understanding that you present are so profound that it takes time to integrate them, but also to practice them. And so.
Yes, it does. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, and I've been reading Love Without End and the other books for a decade and more, and I find that as I go deeper in my understanding, I can go back and learn at a deeper level. And I'm beginning to connect the dots of my own understanding, which allows me to integrate it into how I'm living my life. So I just thank you, and I suggest to anybody who is listening, these courses are deeply profound and loving and very practical.
Oh, thank you, Marguerite. And actually, I want to add to that there's probably not a simpler book to understand than Love Without End from the heart. The reason it's as complex as it does to some people is because we are so conditioned to seeing life as a complex subject and to seeing it presented from the perspective of worldly conditioning and much conditioning that simply is not true. A lot of what we are taught as we move into our adult life is just simply not true. It's not the way life works. And most children are wiser. Even though they don't have the information or the thinking capacity that a college-educated adult has, they are wiser in many ways than they will be at the age of 35.
I couldn't agree more. And that's wonderful to see and hear. And I also know that this information is so beneath culture, it gets to the essence of human beings. And as I work across cultures and continents, the truthfulness and the essence of it all is understandable. So again, thank you for your work and to be continued as we work this journey as everything's unfolding around us. So again, I just want to thank you, Glenda, for your hard work and your mastery of communication.
Oh, thank you, Marguerite. I really, really appreciate that, and I love having you in my classes. And for everyone who didn't make it on this particular class, The Bridge Between Heaven and Earth, it will be archived. And just as the Energy of Life is archived and the Better Life course is archived, these courses are too important to go away and not remain available for your study. And with anything you enroll on our Spiritus Online, you can download them. You can download the audios to your MP3 devices and your text lessons into your computer so it can be part of your permanent library. It's just some people ask, well, Glenda, why don't you just write a book? And, you know, I think at some point a lot of this work will come together as a book, but sometimes I think it's more important to flow the information out as it's pouring in without editing it too much, without intellectually organizing it, and without presenting it in categories called chapters, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, without reducing it to an academic rendition I think the fresher, the more alive the truth is, the more impactful it is. And so I, especially in this year, 2012, I think that we will be given many, many revelations about life. This is a potent year for revelations. And I have really committed my life to be available to those revelations and then to make them, offer them to you as soon as they come into my consciousness and are ready to be passed along. So that's really what I'm enjoying doing this year, and I appreciate that you're enjoying doing it with me. There will be a lot of new information in this new course that was not in the two previous ones, and every new course will be different. Although I think we are building on a common foundation, and the common foundation that we're building on gets back to the profound and unique revelations of Yeshua's life, and that is that the whole mystical power of God and the divinity of creation is all within the language of natural order. It's all language, and it's all here right now. It's all here to be found, implemented, and put to work. So I don't see anyone else's come. The way you come on the call, by the way, in case you don't know, is star 6, and then follow the prompt to press 1. We are getting close to the 30-minute mark, so I will move into that. And I want to send my special blessings to two very, very good friends of mine, one of them being a bishop of Spiritus Church, who are right now at the church in Taos in prayer, receiving the blessing there. This is the little church I mentioned in Love Without End, where I had such a rich revelation. And so congratulations, Dale and Karen, on being there at the church and receiving the blessing in this miraculous and ancient place. We do have one other caller, and I will take that call. It's from area code 440.
This is Jessie.
Hi,
Glenda. I just want to say that I support whatever Margaret has said, because I do the same. And as I read more and as I learn more, I really feel as if, no, it's not as if, it is, whatever I comes to my mind or comes to my consciousness is a revelation of more and more of who we really are. This is really great that you're doing this, because it seems to be a natural consequence of what has gone before.
It does. We're building. We're building toward a very, very powerful revelation. And each time, in each new course, we come from a slightly different perspective with some major new information that then creates a new design in the quilt. And I look forward to having you on the call in about an hour. But we do need to move into our blessing now. It's 1:30. And some people who are in different parts of the world are conserving their long-distance minutes by joining us near the 30-minute mark, and I like to honor that as much as possible, although not cutting our conversation any shorter than it needs to be. But it looks like we're right on time today, so let us begin. And those of you who are old-timers for the blessing, you know what to do. For those of you who are new, remove your shoes and socks. Have your bare feet on the floor, unless, of course, there's cold that prohibits it. And in that case, at least remove your shoes. Have nothing on your head, and be in a chair where your spine is comfortably vertical. That doesn't mean you can't lean back, but allow the force of gravity to move the energy to the base of your spine, where it will unite with the flow of energy moving through your feet up to the base of your spine. As this energy pours from heaven, from the galaxies, and from the earth, it will swirl around in your heart. At that place, you will be in union with Yeshua. And I would like now for you to cease all thinking and simply be in your heart and be with the spirit of Yeshua in your heart, that you may receive his loving touch and also convey your prayers to the God, the presence of God within, that there may be no distance in time or space between you, your prayer, and God. As you pray, pray for 3 minutes. I will give an invocation to Yeshua, and then the blessing givers who wish to join me and I will conduct like an antenna, like a receiving signal, the blessings from the universe in energetic form. So here we go. Begin your prayer. Dear Yeshua, thank you for being with us and teaching us that God is here now and we are one. Thank you for giving us the courage to be in our humanness, in the vulnerability of the human mode, and yet knowing that within all of that is the power of God, of the Holy Spirit, the power of love. Be with us and help us to realize the fullness of your teaching, the fullness of your companionship with us, and give us the courage just to be who we are. For in being who we are, we return to the perfection that God created, and therein all is made well. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest for about 7 minutes. Again, do not think. Just rest and assimilate the energy into your whole body, heart, soul, and being. God bless you. God is with you. Much love. We'll see you next week.